Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello?
Good morning. My name is Tony Cullen from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. And we're not trying to sell you a product, solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hold on, let me look. Okay, ma'am, and are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested in all in the governor's race and the statewide elections on October
2023? Yes, I am interested.
Would that be very or just somewhat interested?
Very.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for this survey. Okay, and do you define your race classification as African-American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. Okay, ma'am, and thinking about the, you know, the conditions of the New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. All right, then, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school building is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, somewhat confidence, little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Somewhat confidence.
Some confidence, right? Some.
Yes. Some.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewable proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I would probably vote for it.
Probably vote for it. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one reflects your views, okay? The first one says, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise in all cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage, you know, renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
The first statement. That we should.
The first thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, ma'am. Voters are, you know, motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would strongly influence, somewhat influence, in some, you know, influence a little or not at all influence to support a 20-year millage renewal for, you know, public school where the funds are dedicated for to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Okay, the first one says, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Would that be strongly, somewhat, influence a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Would that influence you?
Okay.
Strongly, somewhat?
Yes, it would. It strongly influence me.
Okay. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. Would that be?
It would strongly influence me.
Okay. Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Would that influence you strongly or not at all, or maybe just a little?
I think that would influence me. I'm not.
Strongly or somewhat?
So you're saying would I strongly be influenced if it was $10 millage to each property tax? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Strongly influence either way?
Okay.
Is what you're saying?
Yes.
Strongly? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Learning that this is a renewal of an, you know, existing millage for 20 years to, you know, 2045. So it'd be 20 years.
Okay.
Would that influence you strongly or somewhat or a little or not
strongly?
Okay. Although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings, you know, after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, this won't be any money available, you know, to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat?
Strongly.
A little?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. And the last one says, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
It would strongly influence me, yes.
Oh, all right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Ma'am, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a few more questions, and I really thank you for your time, okay? I know you have plenty of things to do, but you decided to help me, okay? Thank you very much. Okay, now that we have talked about the millage of if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all the existing public school facilities, that would expire, you know, in 2045. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I would most likely, or I guess definitely vote for the proposition of extending it another 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Is that what I'm,
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, and then as we conclude this survey, okay, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purpose. Are you anyone in the household, a parent of a child, you know, enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, what about a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
I am not a teacher at a New Orleans public school.
Anyone in the household? I mean, is there anybody in the household that is
a teacher? No, there's no one in the, no.
Okay, what about a staff member or administrator, you know, at New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay,
no.
So just that one, right?
And by public school, you mean a charter school, correct? Because all the public schools are charter schools. Is that what you mean?
Yes, I mean public schools, even if they charter.
Charters, yes, yes.
Okay,
correct.
This time when you hear the group that contains your age, are you from 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
And my age? What was the, you said
yes,
40 to 60? Is that what you said, 40 to 60?
31 to 49 and 50 to 60.
I'm 31 to 49.
Okay.
I'm in that age group.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and it's time when you hear the last grade that you completed. Are you some high school, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
If I'm a graduate, are you asking me or my children?
No, you.
Me. Okay, I graduated from university.
Okay, so be
from
college.
From a four-year
graduate.
University. Yes, college graduate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
I rent my home.
Rent. Okay. All right, ma'am. That was the last question. Good time, and you have a great day. Okay. Thank you for
you
your
too.
Participation.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.